And transmission over.
Indeed.
What are you thinking, Eugene?
Well, I'm thinking that we may have to rethink our earlier thoughts.
Earlier thoughts?
Well, after we first talked to Amon, Katrina and I briefly discussed the idea of returning to Africa, but we decided we shouldn't go back.
I don't mean to push you, but why not?
Well, there was a plethora of reasons, but now in the light of Amon's plight, they all seem rather trivial.
What do you mean?
Well, it's a lesson I learned from you long ago, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh?
God doesn't always call us to what we want to do. And there's no one else qualified to fill this position. Maybe we need to go after all.
Maybe.
I'd be careful with that line of thinking, Eugene.
Oh?
Well, there's more to following God's will than simply filling a slot. Just because there's a need doesn't mean that you two are the ones to fill it. Do you have the passion to minister to these people?
Well,
do you truly believe that God is calling you to go?
I guess I'm not sure. We'll have to pray about it.
Of course we will.
Well, you know I'll be praying for you. And in the meantime, we should search for another candidate. God knows who he wants to go, even if we don't.
We'll start looking for someone else immediately.
So, how are you feeling, Dad?
I'm fine. A little nervous.
Well, I know this won't mean anything to you, but everyone at Wits' End is praying for you.
Well, actually, I do find that comforting in a way. Eugene, do you really think you should do this?
Do what? Donate a kidney to you?
Yes. I mean, let's face it. I'm old. I've lived my life.
Oh, come on, Dad.
I am. You shouldn't waste your kidney on me, especially if I might die anyway.
That's nonsense. I'm not losing you again.
So I'm not going to convince you otherwise, eh?
No. We're going to save your life whether you like it or not.
Eugene, I don't deserve you. I never have. Eugene?
Dad, I'm really sorry about the bathtub.
Oh, don't worry about it, Eugene. It's just ceramic and metal pipes and wood beams. My solid oak desk downstairs. Are you okay? You didn't get any of those chemicals on you, did you?
No.
Oh, good. There's no telling what it would have done to skin and bones. How did you do it?
It was a simple compound created from chemicals in our garage.
From our garage?
Yeah.
That's incredible. Do you have the formula written down somewhere?
No, but I have it memorized.
I'm guessing someone somewhere would have a use for such a compound. You know, someone with thick gloves.
Indeed.
You're an amazing child. And I don't remember that nearly enough.
All right, you two. Time to start preparations for the surgery.
Dad, are you ready?
As ready as I'm going to be.
Then, Dr. Morton, it's time.
So, Katrina, in all the hubbub of the operation, have you had any more time to think about the Ashantis?
Eugene and I prayed about it all afternoon yesterday.
Yeah, and?
He has a whiteboard in his office at home. He turned the whole thing into a list of pros and cons, along with a chart and a graph with a bell curve.
Yeah, Eugene's way of working through a problem.
Yes, but we never solved it. We love our ministry here with Hand Up, but we're probably the only ones who can go.
Well, I wouldn't be too sure about that, actually.
What do you mean?
Well, because God puts passions into our hearts for a reason. Now, if your passion is for your ministry here, and you feel called here, perhaps you should stay.
But, Whit, if we don't go to Africa, then who will?
Well, that's God's business, not mine. If you're supposed to stay, he has someone else in mind to go to the Ashantis.
It sounds like you're telling us not to go.
No, of course not. I would never presume to know God's will for someone else. Maybe you are the ones to go, and he'll make that clear to you. But I don't want you to make a decision just because it's the most convenient path.
Eugene's waking up.
Really preposterous. That's a hanging participle.
Eugene.
You're back.
Huh? Oh, did I go somewhere?
Oh, how are you feeling?
Mr. Whitaker, I feel fine. How's my father?
Fine, he's right over there, but he's not awake yet.
Has Dr. Morton spoken with you yet?
Yes, and she said the surgery was successful. Good. But they have to wait a few weeks to know how Leonard's body will react to the new kidney.
Leonard, what are you still doing up? We have to be at the airport in 5 hours.
I can't sleep.
Too excited about the trip?
The trip, yes. Oh, yes, Thelma. Very, very excited.
What's wrong?
With what?
With you. I usually have to peel you down off the walls. You're so excited about going to a dig. But this time you act like I'm making you go to your mean grandma's house for a month. Plus, you're distracted.
Oh, I'm not distracted.
Oh, no. Then explain this to me.
It's a map.
No, it's the map of the Ashanti region. The only one we have, and you didn't pack it.
Oh, well, I would have noticed, of course. I suppose I should just put that in my briefcase here.
Yes. You know as well as I do, this trip is going to be nothing short of magnificent.
Yes, yes.
In fact, I believe you've said so yourself on a number of occasions. So what's the problem? Leonard.
Look at this. Eugene put something in my briefcase for me to take on the trip.
Oh, what is it?
Well, there's a note. This is a mini excavator I invented for more meticulous digging. Eugene. Normal kids draw rainbow pictures.
He's never put much stock in being a normal kid.
I'd just as soon he'd be abnormal. Let's take him with us.
What?
Thelma, we can do it. It's only a few months out of school. We can take his books along and teach him ourselves. Imagine the life experience he'll get.
Leonard, he's 7 years old.
I was 7 when I went on my first big trip.
That was to Paris. This is the jungle. It's no place for a child. It wouldn't be safe.
It feels so wrong leaving him here. With a stranger.
It's your uncle. Eugene loves him, and he's great with kids.
Oh, kids? Eugene is not a kid. He's a prodigy that needs special attention, special influences.
We've left him with friends and family before.
Oh, I know, but this is different.
How so?
Because I've been standing over my suitcase all day. And I can't seem to shake this feeling that I'm going to miss him terribly. So much, in fact, that I'm not sure if I can bear being away from him.
Leonard, I've never seen you like this.
I suppose I've lost my edge a bit, haven't I?
If your edge was replaced by genuine affection, I think it was a worthwhile trade. But we have to think practically here. We have a team that's waiting for us. The place could be dangerous. I'll miss him too, but I'd rather miss him for 2 months and know he's safe. Wouldn't you?
2 months is an eternity. I've already wasted so much time.
Doing what?
You know, resenting him. All those years I saw him more as a drain on my career instead of my son. I felt as if I had to be there for him. Not that I wanted to be. Those years are gone, and I'll never get them back. 2 more months? It's time I simply don't want to lose.
I know, but you'll just have to make it up to him when we get back.
Yes. That's what I'll have to do. It's just difficult. I feel like I'm finally ready to be his father. We may actually be able to use this excavator.
I'd be surprised if we couldn't.
Where am I?
Dan!
Leonard, how are you?
Thirsty.
I'll be right back with some water.
Everything's okay now, Dad.
It is?
Yes. You're going to be just fine. Dr. Morton said that we should be getting out of the hospital within the next few days, Dad.
That's wonderful. Getting back into the real world now. That sounds nice.
Yes. Are you feeling well, Leonard?
Well, just a little anxious, you know. The future's somewhat hazy. Mm. The doctor told me that if my body accepts the kidney, I have 3 to 10 years left.
Now, Dad, that's only the mathematical average. You could well have decades ahead.
It's possible, I suppose. I don't know what to say to you, Eugene. Except maybe that I'm very grateful. You're truly a wonderful person.
Well, to hear you say that makes it all worth it. For so long, I never realized you were alive. Now I've done something to help you, so, Dad, think nothing of it.
Now, don't diminish what you did, Eugene. I owe you my life in more ways than one.
Oh, you would have done the same for me. You would have saved my life.
Excuse me. I think I need to walk around a bit.
Well, are you sure?
Yes, I'll be back. Oh, Mr. Whittaker, hello. I didn't realize you were still here.
Oh, I was visiting a few other friends. Are you all right? You look troubled.
No. I'm fine.
Really? Oh, pardon me for saying so, but it doesn't seem that way.
Eugene was right. You are astute. That's just me. I can't get over what he's done for me, the risk he took.
Oh, he did it because he loves you. Well,
that's just it. I don't deserve his love.
Eugene would definitely disagree with that, Leonard. He's very happy to have you back in his life.
Yes, but he doesn't know what I've done. He wasn't even born yet.
That was a long time ago. Whatever it is, you should forgive yourself for it. I'm sure Eugene would.
Listen, I just need to be alone for a while. I don't really want to talk about this.
All right. But if there's something you need to tell Eugene, don't keep it hidden for too long. That will only make it worse.
Thanks. Forgive myself. How can I forgive myself? Don't you think that was a wonderful ceremony, Thelma?
Yes, lovely.
Where should we put it?
Oh, how about we move your diploma off the wall and hang it there?
Ah, yes, that's a good idea. I mean, what's a diploma from a highly esteemed college when you're Archaeologist of the Year?
Oh, you should feel proud. You've accomplished what you set out to do.
Oh, no, I haven't. I've accomplished nothing. This is only the beginning. Now we can do whatever we want. We can get unlimited resources to go on trips anywhere around the globe. Name a place.
What place?
Any place.
Jacksonville.
Okay, you're not getting into the spirit of this. We can go anywhere. What do you think of Peru? We can find the lost treasure of the Incas. We could go at the beginning of the summer, you and me, 3 months in Peru. It would be magnificent. Thelma, didn't you hear me? I said Peru. You've always wanted to go there.
I know.
Well, why aren't you excited?
I have something to tell you.
What is it?
I saw the doctor this afternoon.
The doctor? Are you all right?
Yes. And I'm also pregnant.
What?
I wasn't sure for the last week, but the doctor confirmed it. I'm pregnant.
Really? That's Well, that's very pleasant news, Thelma.
Pleasant?
I'm sorry. You've caught me a little off guard. I'm happy.
Nothing for you to hang on the wall.
No, don't judge me, Thelma. You can't expect me to be bouncing off the walls 10 seconds after I find out you're pregnant.
Well, why not? We are having a child. I'm bouncing off the walls. I am so excited, I can barely contain myself.
Yes, well, you've had time to think about it. I'm still trying to process what this means.
It means we're having a baby.
Yes, I'm well aware of what the word pregnant means. I'm trying to figure out what this means for us, our plans, my career.
It simply means that those things have to come second now.
Right now, I'm not in a position to put anything ahead of my work. I have a lot of responsibility.
Some of which will have to be transferred to your child and to
me. I don't know that I can afford to do that.
What?
I mean, do you have any idea how hard I've had to work to get to the position that I'm in right now?
Of course I do. I was right here with you.
Yes, so then you have to understand that I just can't let this slip away. I mean, not now. This is simply not the time to start a family.
What are you asking me to do?
I'm asking you to rethink the timing. I definitely want a family, of course, but is this the best time?
Yes, it is. Right now is the best time because right now I am pregnant and I am having a baby.
There are things that can be done about that.
What?
I could make a call. We don't have to have a baby now.
That's the most selfish thing I've ever heard come out of your mouth.
I'm being practical.
This is our child.
Not yet.
How dare you, Leonard?
Thelma, you have to be reasonable about this.
Reasonable? I can't believe what I am hearing.
You're hearing the truth. You know what has to be done.
I am your wife. You can't force this on
me. I'm not forcing you. I'm telling you what we have to do.
Oh, no, you aren't. I can't stay here.
What? Where are you going?
I don't care. Away from you.
Don't be silly. We'll figure this out.
It's not a math problem. There's nothing to figure out.
Thelma, please.
Goodbye.
What? No, wait. Oh, come back. Thelma.
Katrina, this is silly.
The doctor told you to rest.
But I only want to make a few phone calls. I doubt that's going to cause my stitches to pop.
All right. Yay. But I'm going to make sure that you don't overdo it.
Excellent. I assume you saved all of my voice messages?
Yes, of course.
What was my password again?
Your favorite prime number?
Oh, right. I'll put it on the speakerphone.
Oh, good.
You have new voice messages. First voice message.
Hey, Eugene. It's Don Winters with Solid Ground Homeless Shelter. Looks like we're going to have twice as many people at the next homeless dinner as we first thought. I'm not sure if Wits End can hold them all. Let me know if that's a problem, and we'll narrow down the group. Talk to you soon.
End of message.
Could you check into City Hall and see if the Civic Center's available on the week of the homeless dinner?
Sure, and we'll have to get more volunteers to prepare the food.
Right. I presume that we could recruit some local restaurants if we approach them properly.
Oh, good idea.
Next message.
Hey, Eugene, it's Whit. I know you won't get this message for a while, but the middle school principal called me today. He said the school board approved your proposal for the wireless technology lab. He's ready to talk about details whenever you are.
Excellent.
Message.
You know, we should contact Marvin and Trent. I know they wanted to help build that lab.
I've already talked to a couple of businesses about donating supplies.
I can't wait to start drawing the schematic for that room.
I know.
You know, to borrow the mathematically imprecise colloquialism, we're not half bad at this job.
No, we're not half bad at all.
It would be very difficult to leave it.
You're still thinking about Africa.
Nonstop.
Me too.
I keep thinking about Amman and Kwame. Perhaps the fact that I'm thinking about them so much means that we should go.
Perhaps.
Or perhaps the fact that Hand Up is so productive and exciting to us means that we're supposed to stay.
Perhaps.
Moving on.
Next message.
Hey, Eugene. It's Leon Wankel from Wankel Automotive. I had this idea to use my back field to build a playground. Well, talk to you about it.